Hi everyone, Scene Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Gabriel, and here's what he has to say. Hello Mr. Sandman, I stumbled across your channel by pure luck when I was 15, looking at YouTube commentary videos. Then came Think Before You Sleep, which piqued my interest for a year or two until a Sandman advertisement for Brave Browser caught my eye. Curiosity got the best of me, leading to the search for your channel. Initially I thought, what the hell is he talking about? It all seems so strange, but then I heard the term MGTOW. At that time, I had just entered a relationship with a girl that I found really cute. Every time she said I love you, I cringed. It puzzled me. Why is that, Mr. Sandman? And then one day when idly browsing YouTube, I stumbled upon your videos again. It wasn't about the information, but something you said turned my world upside down. Women don't love men. That, along with your insights on female nature and the red pill rage, made me question everything. I began to look at my girlfriend with newfound skepticism, and our relationship suffered as a result. I even started questioning her attraction to me, despite not being very tall. But I saw real attraction in her, not the typical be a provider and I'll settle down scenario. Then I encountered Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk, who taught me not to waste hate on women. My world hasn't been the same since I discovered MGTOW at a young age, but I'm not jumping into it at 18. Instead, I'm developing my own philosophy. Sex should only be used for procreation, and I've embraced your advice to define who I want to be rather than becoming a utility for a woman. My lifelong interest in evolution and space led me to extensive research on human mating behavior, as well as female nature. Here's what I've learned. We cater to women because they're the ones that produce both men and women. The world isn't as pure as it seems. Power and reproduction drive much of what we do. There's a clear double standard here. Women often take credit or resources from men in need. Women, despite any claims of male privilege, possess intrinsic value. Humanity's hedonism may lead to civilization's collapse unless we control or separate men and women. Don't believe what a woman says, but what she does. And the most important point, go your own way. Since then, my sympathy for women has diminished, while my empathy for other men has grown. I no longer simp for women, thanks to my awakened subconscious. When I see a woman in need, I think to myself, she'll get help. Or why help her when she already has everything handed to her? Regarding my ex-girlfriend, she used to love watching romance movies and Asian cartoons with me. However, I never liked any of those, and now I detest them even more since discovering the truth about life. When I watch romance movies or those Japanese cartoons, I analyze them rationally, scientifically, and evolutionarily. Like you, I no longer see women as unique. They're like NPCs, but I also think they want to use men. Furthermore, I'm imaginative and am busy writing a novel in the science fiction world, where men separate themselves from women, relying on technology for reproduction after revolting and fighting against the gynocentric governments. It's a world where men truly go MGTOW. People are divided into classes, including a ruling class that undergoes rigorous training to become the rulers and workers. In this world, boys are taught to avoid women, and sexual desires are curbed by drugs. A world where men work together and focus on space and technology. A world where they've explored everything about Earth, including what's under the deep sea and so much more. It's a fascinating concept, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on whether such a world could work and how women might react. Well, Gabriel, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to men creating a future world where cooch will eventually be replaced by computer code and robots clown world show. There's a scene from the first season of Westworld in episode 8, which in my opinion is where the show peaked out, where Ford, played by Anthony Hopkins, mentions that Mozart, Michelangelo, and Shakespeare's accomplishments happen because human intellect is nothing more than an elaborate mating ritual. The desire to impress women and attract a mate, and we do that subconsciously. Eliminating the male sex drive with medication the way you say in your science fiction story, Gabriel, might eliminate human drive and creativity in men. That speech from Hopkins is today's not-so-mystery link. I've shared it before, it's only 1 or 2 minutes long. My point is that the majority of men climb the tallest mountain and go into the mines to pull out gold and get rich so they can go back and get their hands on women. There's a small group of men out there that are self-motivated enough after they learn the truth about female nature to keep going. Most, though, however, give up on achieving anything in life at that point entirely. I was the opposite. Once I was free of them, I pushed myself to accomplish more than ever, while knowing full well I was doing it to attract a mate, like dangling a carrot in front of my subconscious. Are you sure all you want to do in your life is write one book, or do you actually want to pursue many other things as well? The main issue I have with your book is that most men need something to drive them forward when it comes to motivation. If you publish it, most women won't really care, because it's just a book, and most men don't read books anymore. They might write an article about it claiming some sort of misogyny where men run away from women and explore the universe. Only if it becomes a bestseller, though, and I don't see how that's going to happen considering that most fiction books these days are written for women. If you don't believe me on that, just find one of the few remaining bookstores out there and see what they're selling. Books for bitches, candles, and pillows. They even have a magazine section, but I rarely see men in it. Another issue with getting men to go out there into the universe is that that might actually work if they're small teams of men with a bunch of different ships. That would be the ideal situation, since getting most men to cooperate is like herding cats. Men only work together when there's a war, or when they have to make money to pay for and support their families. Work for most men is done begrudgingly. Yes, there'll still be small groups of men willing to explore the universe, but most will fall prey to hedonism, and that means that they won't reproduce. So one generation to the next will end up being smaller. That means population crash. Hedonism will lead to humanity's collapse unless we figure out a way to get the fertility rate up or stabilized in a post-scarcity civilization. While we aren't technically in a post-scarcity world today, compared to people a few hundred years ago, we definitely are. At the very least, give men sex robots and artificial wombs, and only give them access to them once they perform specific tasks. Unless, of course, those men can show some sort of self-motivation. Gabriel, I'm also glad that you got the experience of being with a woman that was actually attracted to you. Looks-wise, anyway. You don't generally have to question if a woman is attracted to you when she's under the age of 25 and in her prime rooster roller coaster years. I bet later on guys are going to call you an incel without realizing that if a woman wanted you in your prime, then you're no incel at all. Also, with regards to women having intrinsic value, I made a video recently, and it should be coming out, and it's called Do Women Have Value? I've always pointed out women's intrinsic value that can be replaced by technology, just like you can replace steak with fish. You also say to believe what women do instead of what they say. I don't believe either. Women virtue signal all the time by helping people with their actions. Meanwhile, all they're doing is investing their effort in exchange for social capital that they can call in a favor for later, or use it over the years to guilt trip you that way. Imagine understanding that the good things women do are primarily for their own good. That really hurt me when I finally figured it out. That even if they perform good actions, that doesn't mean they have good intentions. Also, when your subconscious stops caring about them, and at that very young age, you're usually in the red pill rage 2.0. Also, it's counterintuitive, but we need to collapse the fertility rate as quickly as possible. Well under one. We can speculate as to whether or not the elites want the fertility rates to decline. I say crash them so fast that it takes out their wealth at the same time, if that's the game they're willing to play. Maybe that's why they demonetized MGTOW channels and banned them in the first place, in places like Latin America, because we were accelerating the decline faster than they wanted. They want a gentle crash and not a catastrophic one, thinking they can control human nature. Also, as you mentioned, women for the most part are NPCs and can't explore or innovate. There are a few out there that I've run into that aren't NPCs, but they're usually too busy going on their own adventures to be interested in a relationship with a man. Usually they're in the few highest percentage points of introverts. They don't really need men, but generally only so long as the guy offers his services to them first without them asking. That's from what I've observed, and it seems to be the ethical way to use men. Such women only use men if they volunteer for abuse. Gabriel, you also mentioned space exploration, but we are in space. The world you want to explore in the universe is already here. All the different geographies on the Earth can probably be found on other planets as well. In your book, you mentioned that there would be a ruling class of men, but men don't generally want to be under the thumb of a ruling class of males. We want our independence. The better solution for the world is artificial intelligence that was programmed based on what men voted on to be the best. That way there would be no corruption so long as it was open source code in a blockchain and the rules didn't change unless 80 or 90+% of men agreed to change them. I'm hoping in a few years I can do tons of personal exploration. And just to wind this down, I'm hoping that in the next few years I can do a ton of personal paranormal exploration. When I was in my 20s, my life was like a great big episode of X-Files. I can only imagine how crazy it would get if I could travel the world looking for the paranormal. You don't need to go to space. The ETs you're looking for are already here. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Gabriel for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Gabriel's sense of reality was smashed by MGTOW. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that try and do nice things and fool men into thinking that they're actually genuine away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.